The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's our number three as we are outboxing the opponent. And then we're slugging them in hour three of the Original Recipe podcast with lame jokes later this hour. It's all things football. What is your perspective on how the 49ers GM John Lynch is going to handle Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk going forward? Both their names popping up in trade rumors. As the weekend continues, why did the Eagles give A.J. Brown this massive extension? And how do you explain 275,000 souls showing up to the 2024 NFL draft in Detroit? We'll go there as well. All of it coming your way. Recipe for disaster here in hour number three. Panning for gold. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, neighboring, as we are in a good mood. It's almost the weekend. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and sublimely powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from the throw as we can make all of the throws. We can make all of them. We can. It's amazing. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's a whole lot. I mean, that is so many that Mason the Millennial can't count that high. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour from football, but not necessarily the players that were selected in the draft. It's the story around the draft, that we would like to talk about in the hours leading up to the draft. There's a lot of noise about trades. And the biggest buzz all day was from the Bay. I don't know if you paid attention to this or not, but if you didn't pay attention to it, the subplot to the draft, in that lead up to the pro football draft, it was widely reported that the 49ers were working the phones and they were anticipating a trade not only of Brandon Ayuk, but also Deebo Samuel. One or both were on the trade market. They were trying to move into the top 10 of the NFL draft, allegedly. But when the music stopped on round one of the draft on Thursday night, that deal was never consummated. Regardless, the damage is done. So let us discuss the question, what is your perspective on how the 49er GM John Lynch is going to handle having both Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk's name out there as a trade fodder situation going forward? So I've got Smokey the Bear, Tobacco Shop, and George W. Bush. And we will combine all of these things together, all of them together, and we are going to make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. Number one.
Number one. Number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
All right, enough. So here's the deal. Thread a needle. That's the first thought I have. Thread a needle, right, for John Lynch. Get a water-dropping helicopter. Now, the 49ers added, if you were not watching to the end of the draft, they added a Florida wide receiver, someone named Ricky Pearsall. I have no idea who that is, but they did draft him, the Niners, with the number 31 overall pick. So John Lynch here has ignited an inferno. He has. Right, we have a couple of big ego guys. Deebo Samuel, who's really good when he's not hurt. He's really good. And Brandon Ayuk. And for them, this is an alarming turn of events. Now, we've heard through the grapevine that Brandon Ayuk would like to be traded. I think it's an open secret, right? He either wants to get paid or get traded. And the Niners don't want to pay him what he wants, and so a trade seems to be the off-ramp to leave the 49ers. But for those guys, it's an alarming turn of events. Certainly more for Deebo Samuel, I would say. It's a humiliation situation. It is a blow to the machismo. So John Lynch should text Smokey Bear, because only you can prevent forest fires. I learned that from Smokey Bear. Spicoli told me that too, our guy in North Carolina. But no, seriously, like Smokey Bear, because you've got a wildfire here. And he has to trade Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk today. Or certainly by the end of the weekend, if it doesn't happen today. Maybe it's already happened. I don't know. I didn't see it. Otherwise, he's going to have a mutiny on the 49er bounty. Mutiny on the bounty. All right, now, page two. Beam me up, Scotty. We go to Philadelphia, where the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. The Eagles signed A.J. Brown. He's 27, and he was already rich, and now he's richer. 3-year contract worth up to, you know what that means, weasel, pop goes the weasel, $96 million up to. But really what the deal is $84 million large compensation. $84 million in guarantees. That makes him the NFL's highest paid receiver. If you feel like you've heard that before, that's because the Lions made Amon-Ra St. Brown the NFL's highest paid wide receiver the day before. He lasted one day as the highest paid receiver in the NFL. So the question, with all of the internal strife going on in Philadelphia and all the whispers out of sources in the locker room that there is an issue with A.J. Brown, some of his teammates, why did the Eagles give A.J. Brown this extension? So here's my theory on this, that the GM there, Howie Roseman, was at a fork in the road. There is a dimension in the Twilight Zone where Philadelphia traded A.J. Brown and said, bye-bye, you're out of here. Instead, what Howie Roseman, the GM, did in Philly, he got in the car, he picked up A.J. Brown, they went on a field trip, they drove together to the tobacco shop. They purchased a diamond-encrusted, very expensive peace pipe, and they smoked the peace pipe. Harmony in the locker room community, if you will. Now, will it work? Stay tuned, but you're just throwing money at a problem. That's what the Eagles are doing. And A.J. Brown is a productive receiver. He's a very effective player most of the time. And so the Eagles would rather keep him than get rid of him. But it's not like you just throw money at a problem and that ends the problem. The Eagles inevitably will go into the tank again at some point in 2024. And that's when the tension, right? That's when the tension picks up and the finger pointing starts, and then we'll see where we are at that particular point. But that is a developing story, hot, dot, dot, dot. Now, final point. Our last stop here, we go to the 313. If you're watching the draft, you saw a massive turnout for the Motown draft. And I don't even know if that does it justice, a massive turnout. Roger Goodell gleefully told the media that the total attendance at the draft, did you see the crowd? Did you see what Goodell said? Maybe not. No. Roger Goodell. Roger's in George's box. No, he's not. Roger Goodell, that's an old Yankee reference. Roger Goodell claimed the 2024 draft had a total attendance of 275,000 men, women, and children, which he said was an NFL record for the draft. Here's the question I'd like to ask you. I'm going to answer it first, but I'm going to ask the question to the electorate. How do you explain 275 people on a random Thursday night showing up in downtown Detroit for the NFL draft? So I'm going to go first. I cannot explain it to you. And the reason I cannot explain it to you is because it's manure. That's why I can't explain it to you. You're telling me that this has become, it's like Coachella. It's a music festival. Blow it out, right? I deal with facts, not fiction. And I look at these numbers, and we've done this a lot over the years because I always get a kick out of these things. It's like that quote from former president long ago, George W. Bush, fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. Sports crowd estimations are creative guesstimations. It's fiction. My favorite of all time still comes from Chicago. You might remember, I don't know if you're old enough, the Cubs actually won the World Series years ago, and they claimed that approximately 5 million people, let me repeat this, 5 million people, for those of you in the back of the room, showed up to the Chicago Cubs World Series parade. 5 million for that date with destiny, which ranks as the seventh highest attendance figure in recorded human history. Methinks the number was inflated. As for Detroit, I was texting a buddy of mine who is a well-respected member of the journalism community, something I am not, a long-time storied career in print journalism back when that was a thing. We were going back and forth, and we were trading one-liners. The city of Detroit, the population in Detroit is 637,705 people. That's the total population for Detroit. So, with 275,000 in attendance. Now, I realize some of them came out from other places. But that would mean the attendance in Detroit was 40% of the population of the city on a normal basis to watch the draft. And as a sports writer friend of mine said, attendance included the people who were probably busy rifling through those cars, breaking into cars of the people that were at the draft and enjoying themselves. They're getting some free goodies, but there's no way. There were a lot of people. I'm not gonna say there weren't a lot of people. There were a lot of people, not that many. They just have to throw numbers out. My other favorite from the NFL, if you've been with me a long time, we did a weekend version of this show, and this is probably about 15 years ago. I think it's probably been longer than that. The NFL, one of the first times the NFL went to London, and this is the early aughts, they had a party in downtown London, right? Big party, bands were playing. And the NFL announced the attendance. It was like 30,000, 40,000 people or something like that. And we had listeners in the UK who were saying that the NFL people were counting everyone who happened to live in apartment buildings in that part of London, that they were attending the concert. It's just ridiculous. It's absurd. This also absurd. It's also been called ridiculous, but it continues brick by brick. It is the Ben Maller Show. And if you'd like to be part, speakeasy rules are in effect. We have lame jokes of the week coming up a little bit later this hour. Time now, though, for the Maller Riddle of the Day. And here is the Maller Riddle of the Day. You can answer this on X at Ben Maller. We'll get back to the calls. They've been interesting. It's been an interesting night. It is a full moon week as the moon goddess, Andrea, our friend from Berkeley has told us. So we're still feeling the after effects of that. But here's the Maller riddle of the day. Jaguars executive Tony Khan, the son of the owner, became the first ever NFL executive in the draft room to blank. Again, Jacksonville executive Tony Khan became the first ever NFL executive in the draft room to blank. That is the Maller riddle of the day. The answer, we'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow our technical producer. She plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. Her first name is Lorena, and she's at FSR Tech Queen.
Yes, Queen.
And I'm live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios. It's Ben Maller.
And here is the Maller Riddle of the Day. That's right, Maller Riddle of the Day time. It is made possible in part by the fine folks with National Thoroughbred Racing. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms in the sport, is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Here's the Maller Riddle of the Day. Jacksonville executive Tony Khan became the first ever NFL big executive there in a draft room to blank. Again, Jacksonville's Tony Khan became the first ever NFL executive in a draft room to blank. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. All right, let's see. Does anyone know the answer? Page down. Ferg Dog kind of got it right, which is not a lot of fun. Clam says the answer is to twerk. Fudgy in Boston going with take a live dump during the draft. Jeff in Tulsa says he pulled a Ben Bishop. Diarrhea! Who else do we have? A Luke Perry mask. He wore a Luke Perry mask. It's by the King Rory. Milkman Mike in Colorado said he pulled an Al Bundy. Who else do we have? Page down. Andy from Lionel Lake says he became the first executive to send smoke signals to Mel Kiper for pick advice. Alf, the alien opiner, says to complain about that moonshot that Matt Stairs hit years ago against the Dodgers. Thanks for reminding me. I had a bird's eye view of that home run. Late night drug tester says order a bacon wrapped hot dog and Modelo during the draft. Who else do we have? Page down. Will got it right. Bad job by him. Mason in Huntington Beach. Listener Mason says the first to ever say that he doesn't hate Mel Kiper Jr. First ever. Trucker Joe says the Jags executive became the first to use the Maller Big Board to draft players. Slug in Vegas says the first person to smoke a bowl at the draft. Who else do we have? Double O Mexican says to lose his virginity at the draft in the war room. Eloy went with poop his pants. Ryan said fornicate. Paul got this right. Bad job by him. Eddie, do you have an answer? It's the Maller Riddle of the Day. Jacksonville executive Tony Khan became the first ever NFL executive in a draft room to blank.
That would be do a strip tease.
Eddie, you got it right. Unless you didn't, Eddie, that's wrong. The correct answer,
wrong.
Tony Khan, first ever NFL executive in a draft room wearing a neck brace because of a pile driver he received during an AEW wrestling event the night before. I did a double take. I didn't know what had happened, but the internet told me. And this guy, Will, wrote in, listener Will, he says, to be an untrained wrestler who was dropped on his melon the night before by other self-trained bad wrestlers. He's an idiot who will own the Jags outright one day and will be awful. Yeah, so this guy, because his dad's rich, I guess he owns part of or all of the AEW, and that's the competition, Eddie, for the WWE. And he was at an event and things went wrong and he ended up needing a brace on his neck. So
yeah,
anyway, let's go to the phones here, and why not, it's a call-in show, and we'll say hello to eeny meeny miny mo. Let's say hello to Texas Jack. Hello, Texas Jack.
Welcome.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe it.
I know. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing.
It is amazing. I've been on this phone for 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God. That's a horrible thing. My God.
No, it's all right. I just wanted to defend myself for a minute to Jed, who fled, who told me I had no intestinal fortitude to stay on the phone. I think Jed, who fled, and Sir Scratchoff are the same two guys, and I think they both work in a meth lab.
Now, that's a hot take. Nobody else has that take. That Texas Jack, you're the only one with that take. Now, of course, Jed does not have intestines because he's done so much drugs they had to take those out.
Hey, did anybody tell you that you were pronouncing the second overall draft pick's name wrong?
Well, I did. I actually did that intentionally, Jack. I did that because I wanted to make sure you were paying attention, and thank you for pointing that out. Because, no, seriously, I know everyone's name. I do a perfect show every night, but I used to work with this old DJ named Rick Dees, and Rick Dees told me, he said, Ben, every once in a while, let the dumb people feel happy so the dumb people can call up and correct you. And so I said, you know what, Rick, that's a great idea, Mr. Dees. I occasionally will make a mistake intentionally so dumb people will call up and correct me. So thank you, Texas Jack. You have made me feel better that I have. I mean, Mr. Dees gave me that advice years ago, so I should send him a little note. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate you making me feel dumb.
No, no, not at all. No, 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 not at all. Rick
also,
Dees
I wanted to congratulate your Clippers on pulling our pants down that first game.
Yeah, yeah. Mavericks are in trouble.
No, we're not in trouble.
You shouldn't have even won game two. The Clippers played terribly, and they had the lead going into the fourth quarter.
Hey. Quit talking out your rear end.
I'm not talking out my rear end. I'm talking out my front end.
Yeah, well, they both look the same.
There's a joke there.
You already said it was going to go seven games. So.
I did, and the reason I said that is because the Clippers played down to their competition. They're playing down to the Mavericks.
Oh, my God.
God is not involved. God does not care who wins the Mavericks-Clippers series, I promise you. God's got more important things to worry about than the Clippers and the Mavericks.
Thank you, Jesus!
I would like to think, but I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, well, Buffalo Bills fan has lost his mind.
Now, Jack.
Comic Joe or whatever.
And Andy the comic book guy is his name. But that was not the craziest call that we took. The craziest call was from Keg Drinking Steve, who called up to do a victory lap and could not name the player the Chiefs drafted. But he wanted to take a bow on the radio because the team drafted a guy that was supposed to be good, but he couldn't think of the guy's name.
He just heard it was a good pick, that's all.
Yeah.
But didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you got? Anything else?
No, he's gone.
He's gone. All right, he's moved on. Where he goes, only he knows. All right. This is an interesting factoid. Kind of into factoids. We mentioned this, so I didn't pay it off. The NFL draft, first round of the NFL draft, 32 picks, 23 offensive players out of 32 in the first round. 6 quarterbacks, 7 wide receivers, 9 offensive linemen, and 1 tight end by the Raiders. They took a tight end. That means that the NFL community, there are 3 parts of the football game, right? You know, 3 parts. We played football. We know football. There's the offense, defense, special teams. So the NFL community values offense 71.8%. 71.8% of the first round went to offense. 0% went to special teams, and the rest went to defense. And so that's where the value is on the defense.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Great moments with Mr. Lincoln. We're going to go. By the way, we have lame jokes of the week coming up. But great moments with Mr. Lincoln, which is that still at Disneyland?
I think it is.
We talked about, mm-hmm. It is. Yes. Does anyone go to that?
No.
I think the last person that liked it was my dad. He's not around anymore, so I don't think anyone goes to that. Anyway.
By the way, I went to your magic shop.
Yeah, not very
good. It is tiny.
Yeah, I know. I know. But when you're a kid, it doesn't feel tiny. When you're a kid, it feels
big. That may be true, yeah.
Through the eyes of a child, it's rather large. Did you buy the funny glasses with the nose and the glasses?
No, I just went and took a look because of you.
Oh, because of me. Oh, thank you for that. You can get any magic trick you want in there. They got a little bit of everything. And they'll show you the tricks. They'll demonstrate the tricks. If you want to see a trick, they'll do it for you. It's like the magic castle right there. So great moments with Mr. Lincoln. Lincoln Riley, the head coach of USC, who has mastered the art of gagging in big games. Lincoln Riley, the first college football head coach in history to have 3 number one overall picks in the NFL draft. Caleb Williams became the third after Alligator Arms Murray and Baker, the touchdown maker, Baker Mayfield. Take that, Nick Saban, Bear Bryant, and all the other legends of college football over the years. Lincoln Riley, the pipeline to the NFL, and oh, what a pipeline it is, directly to the NFL. Let's say hello to Sir Scratchoff, then we're going to have Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Hello, Sir Scratchoff. All right, thank you for that, Sir Scratchoff. Appreciate that. Good call. Let's just get to the jokes. Here we go. I don't want to do it. Go. Hit the button. Here we go.
Knock. Who's there?
Lame Week.
Lame Week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
It is Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Every single week at this time, we cannot afford an S, so it's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week. But it is many, many jokes. If you would like to contribute, if you're funny, if you know how to write jokes, we do Q&A jokes. That's the kind of joke that works on the show. If you'd like to send a joke in, send it care of BenMallerShow@gmail.com.
Ben, did I miss you making the announcement from
what's that?
Matt, the Warrior Raiders fan?
No, I don't think
I did not see it. The announcement. No, I didn't.
Weedman is out. Yeah.
He's out?
Jail, yeah.
Oh, my God. Weedman. Is he called in?
No.
No, I don't think so. No.
He's out.
There's the phone's ringing right now.
Okay, but, I mean, see if that's Weedman. Oh, I didn't realize. I would have called him. I didn't realize. I don't know if his phone's back on. He was in jail for like 2 months.
Call him after the break.
Okay, I'll call him.
Or during the break.
I'll call him. Well, during the break. All right, here we go. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Did you hear that Lizzo is now willing to try fasting, Eddie?
I did not hear that, no.
Yes, as long as there's fast food, she's down there. That's
pretty sure Surfer, she's tried that already.
Surfer Todd, the comedian. Oh, my God, Weedman! You're free! Weedman! You're free, Weedman!
I called at 3:15. I've been on hold since 3:15.
All right. Well, I
want to tell you I love you. I want to tell you I missed you.
Yeah, we miss you,
so
Weedman.
Dead.
He sounds pretty good, actually.
I'd rather be dead than be in jail.
No, I know. Well, listen, it's stupid they put you in jail for as long as they did, Weedman.
Ben, that's the longest I was ever in jail for trespassing, and I wasn't even trespassing.
I know.
You gotta be joking.
Why did they keep you for so long?
Because I had two warrants also for trespassing. Oh God!
Well, we were very worried about you. I was like, can I call you? I didn't know if I was able to call you, if you were going to get phone calls.
You should worry about me. You should worry about me. Jail sucks. I'm with these Spanish people. I'm with this little Spanish guy is on the bed next to me. He's this fat, tiny, dwarf little guy. He blocked my view of the television every day.
He blocked your view of the TV.
Sounds like hell.
Bad.
Yeah.
I miss you so bad.
All right. Look, calm down. I'm happy you're out, and don't
I
try not to go
you.
Back. All right.
I love you. All right.
Make him laugh, Ben. He's been in jail for 2 years.
I was in jail for the longest. I was in jail.
You'll be happy to know that we still bash you every week on the show. In fact, we did like a weed man roast while you were early on, while you were in jail.
Hey,
so
I want you to know, before I went to jail, I listened to your show on podcast every single day and night,
24/7.
Not for like 2 weeks. I listened to you and Danny G.
He's been in so long.
Yeah,
you forgot radio
jail for so long.
Nothing says freedom like saying that.
I listen 24/7.
Well, thank
to your
you.
Show.
I appreciate that. All right. Well,
I don't like any other show. You're better than.
Okay. All right. We got it. We love you. All right. Listen. Is your phone
so
weed man? I tried calling you when you didn't call for a couple weeks. Because I didn't know you were in jail, and your phone was shut off.
I was in jail. You looked it up.
Well, we did look it up because we were worried you might be dead. But we looked it up, and then did you change your number? Or do you have the same number you had before?
Yeah, no. It's a new number.
All right, you're gonna have to give Coop the number. But hold on, you change it every time you go to jail. You get a new number. It's wild.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's your new phone. I don't even know the number. Oh my God,
you don't know the number yet again. No. You and all these none of the people that call the show know their number. It's wild. All right. Anyway, can we get back to the joke, sweet man? Can we get back? I love you, Ben.
I love you.
All right. A weed man is free. We said no weed man, no justice, no peace or whatever. All right, here we go.
Coop, you got married. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Coop wants a gift. What are you going to say?
And we got a new tech producer, Lorena.
Yeah, we have a new producer. Lorena's on the show now.
Hey, here we are. Lorraine, how are you?
Lorena. Yeah.
So we begin again. Hello.
All right, let's get to
it. How are you?
Wrong again, idiot.
Somebody's stealing my social security money, man. Somebody's PayPaling themselves my social security
money. Oh, no. This gets even...
$1,000.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
$250 PayPal.
Okay, all right. I can't help you with that. Let's get to it, though, Wee Man. What band does Lizzo hate more than any other band?
I don't know.
Aerosmith.
That's random.
No, Thin Lizzy. Not a fan of Thin Lizzy there, Weed Man. That's what happens when Lizzo goes camping?
I don't know.
The bears hide their food. That's what happens. Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What do you call it when you pick up Lizzo hitchhiking?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hauling ass is what you call that. That's from Chip in Maine, who has sent us many delicious... Well, he sent us the cookies a couple weeks ago. Very good. What's the real reason Red Lobster is going out of business?
I don't know.
Lizzo eating endless shrimp, Eddie. That's from Noah.
That makes sense, actually.
Noah from Austin. I read that they lost like $11 million on their endless shrimp promotion.
No,
that's
no
great.
Way.
Guys like Weedman, we're going in there and just going for it. What does Lizzo's pants have in common with the Lakers?
I don't know. What do they have in common?
They suck.
They both struggle to cover the spread. That's George and Uvalde.
That's funny. That's really funny.
All right, calm down. Well, Weedman's in a good mood. I would be, too, if I was in jail for 2 months.
Oh, all right. God. Jail sucks.
All right. Well, I'm trying not to go. What are the two main ingredients for marijuana shortening?
Oh, Weedman can answer that one, I'm sure.
Well, one part Lizzo, two parts Weedman. One part, that's Art Puffin, sent that one. Why don't we pause? Let's pause for the cause. Coop, try to get Weedman's number as we pause for the cause here.
He doesn't know his number.
Weedman, it should be easy to find your number. Coop will explain how you can find your number on the phone. But we'll get to the rest. There are a few jokes for Weedman about Weedman. We got a bunch of dad jokes as well, guys have sent in this week. So we will have the rest of Big Ben's lame jokes. Weedman is free. Let there be freedom for Weedman. He's back on the show. Big Ben's lame joke of the week continues.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Step into a world of imagination. The Ben Maller Show has no marketing budget. We need your assistance in growing the congregation of the Maller Militia. How do you do it? Tag Maller-related content on all social media networks. You are the missing jigsaw puzzle piece to unlock the Ben Maller Show to new compatriots. And now live from thetireact.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's Big Ben's lame joke of the week.
And we continue. Weedman is free. He's out of jail in Miami. He's back on the show. How amazing is that? By the way, this portion of the show made possible by Express Pros. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find the location. That's ExpressPros.com. Hey, Weedman, go to ExpressPros.com. They'll get your job. Okay, buddy?
Man, I felt so bad about not being on the show.
That's all right. I mean, you had a good excuse, Weedman. You were incarcerated. Here we go. Why can't Weedman Hippie stand the sound of applause anymore?
I think he should answer that.
Well, because every night he gets his cheeks clapped in jail, so he's a little uncomfortable with that. why is Weedman Hippie actually happy that he was in jail?
No.
Eddie was happy, according to John at Youngstown, because he enjoyed the footlongs. He thought those were pretty good there. he laughed at it. He's got a sense of humor about this. How has Weedman's famous catchphrase evolved since he's been in jail, Eddie?
I don't know how.
It's gone from Ben, I love you, to Ben Dover, I love you.
Did he laugh at that one?
I don't think so.
Now he is.
Oh, he's laughing. He laughs at everything. Now that Weedman is eating more than ever in jail, why isn't he gaining any weight, Eddie?
I don't know. Why not?
Well, Surfer Todd, the comedian, sent this. In the punchline, Eddie, I don't think I can read it. It involves salads, Eddie, if you know.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing like that, Ben.
That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. We've met him. He's kind of like you, Weedman. I've never met you in person, but I imagine if I met you, you're like Surfer Todd, the comedian.
No, he's a snappy dresser as well.
I really want to meet you. I want a guy. What? I got to come to California.
Oh, God. You can stay at Eddie's house.
You wouldn't even go a couple miles down the road in Miami. What are you talking about?
That's a fair point.
We tried to get Weedman a house outside of Miami. I ain't leaving Miami.
No, but he could have met Coop.
Yeah, I went to Miami.
That's right. You could have met Coop.
But he didn't do it.
Hey, you know, Gascon lives in Miami. You wanna stay with Gascon?
I watched David Gascon.
No, you don't. If you met him, you wouldn't like him. All right, here we go.
That's true.
How did Coop pick up the cockroach?
I don't know how.
With a roach clip. That's how he did it. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. How does Jed Who Fled get his cocaine?
I don't know how.
He uses ExpressBlows.com, Eddie, is what he uses. That's Kurt from Earth. All right. I definitely know who's getting more votes than Brian Finley as fill-in host of the year, Eddie.
Oh, really? Who's that?
The cockroach in the studio is getting the votes, Eddie. That's Kurt. Weed Man, that's Kurt from Earth. Weed Man, we have an infestation of cockroaches here.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, we do, yeah. All right, why did Jed Who Fled cross the road?
I don't know why.
To get to the crack dealer, come on. That's Alex. Alex sent that one in. How many poppies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Only one. He holds the bulb while the world revolves around him. That's Hillbilly Mike who sent that one in. All right. How has Washington's NBA team decided to honor Angry Bill's retirement from calling the show?
How?
By making him a Grand Wizard, Eddie.
I think he already is.
That's Chip and the Q's. You remember when rapper Sean Combs had the court legally change his name to Puff Daddy and then later to P. Diddy?
Sure.
Really?
Now the court has changed his name to P. Did It. That's his new name. Surfer Todd, the comedian. Why does Jose Altuve own a large cat, Eddie?
Why?
Because he's a cheetah! A cheetah! That's from Dodger Dave. Did you know that Blair in Maine was the biggest mama's boy in third grade?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his mom would come to school and nurse him every day at lunchtime. So that's, there you go. We got a bunch of dad jokes. What's the worst? Well, I don't know if this is a dad joke or not. What's the worst gift you can buy a millennial?
Well, I don't know what.
A label maker. They'll never use it because they don't like to put labels on things. What is the medical term for owning too many dogs?
What is it?
A rover dose.
I don't get it.
that was funnier than the punchline. That's from Ronald. Did you know dogs can't operate an MRI, Eddie?
I think I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, but CAT scan... All right, that's a J. Eddie, these are dad jokes, Eddie. Wait, yeah, come on.
That's right.
Why should you never lie to an X-ray technician, Eddie?
Why not?
Because they can see right through you, Eddie. Come on. Did you hear Marcel in Brooklyn had a peekaboo accident while in the hospital?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was terrible. They sent him to the ICU is where they sent him, Eddie. All right, last one. What did Blair's left eye say to his right eye?
What?
Well, something smells. Yeah, there you go. All right, Weed Man, you're free, Weed Man. Figure out your number, Weed Man. I'll give you a call,
okay,
all right?
I don't have your number.
I can't.
I'll call you every day next week.
No. Okay, that's fine. All right, there he is, Weed Man Hippie, out of jail. That's great to hear. I love that guy. He's a character on the show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.